Our next speaker is going to be Sean Youngstedt, and he's an associate professor in the Department of Exercise Science, the Norman J. Arnold School of Public Health at the University of South Carolina, and he's also a research scientist at the Dorn VA Medical Hospital, or medical center there. And his background is in psychology and exercise physiology. He his publications largely focus on sleep, physical activity, or the influence of light on circadian rhythm. And he's going to speak to us today on physical activity, a neglected factor in associations of obesity with short and long sleep. So I'm going to welcome Dr. Youngstedt.
Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate being invited to this very interesting symposium. I'm going to talk about theoretical rationales by which physical activity could moderate associations of long and short sleep with obesity, as well as some studies that have addressed this issue. Of course, we know that changes in body weight are a function of changes in energy intake, as well as changes in energy expenditure, which can take consist of changes in basal metabolic rate or changes in energy expenditure associated with exercise, and also energy expenditure associated with daily living, ambulation, non-exercise types of physical activity. And it's remarkable to me how much this side of the equation, energy expenditure, seems not to really be addressed very much in obesity research. And I think that can be said also of a lot of the literature on sleep and obesity.